working on Wellness Wednesday. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome back. It is the final Wednesday of the month, and let's welcome in the regular occupant in that show, and that's Dr. Max Reinecke.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning.
How many years?
It's 37.
37. And I know there's other chiropractors listening. I just told you a story about one in Sioux City.
Yes, there are other chiropractors listening, chiropractors' wives, other chiropractors' patients. This is about chiropractic, not just about Reinecke Chiropractic.
Where are we going today?
I want to tell a story about one of my patients. It'll give us context about what I want to, the point I want to make. And I have this fellow's permission. He's a 50-something gentleman that started a new job. Very physically demanding. A lot of heavy lifting. He developed some low back pain. He came in. I saw him. Typically, someone in bad shape comes in the day before I go on vacation. So I saw him on a Friday. And the next week, he had to continue working, lifting with his injured back. And Dr. Jordy did the best he could with him. And he stayed working, but the weekend came and he had some horrible pain. And first, his wife took him to the ER at one of the hospitals. In their words, he was shamed for going to the chiropractor by the staff there.
That's really old school.
Well, I want to say this still goes on. People say, well, you're better accepted and this and that. That's over with. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't seem to be. At any rate. They gave him a CT scan, told him there wasn't anything wrong with his back, gave him a mild muscle relaxant, sent him home. Next day, things weren't any better. His wife took him to an acute care. And there they said they couldn't give him anything stronger. That would be something he would have to talk to his family doctor about. They didn't denigrate chiropractic, but they did throw in the salutary, well, don't let him touch your neck. You know, as he goes about treating your back. So finally, he did get to his family doctor. Still, maybe got something a little stronger. Still nothing to take care of his pain. So I get back from vacation, and he finally comes in. I think it was a Wednesday. And my daughter's back with me. She's observing. And as a young chiropractor, still kind of cutting her teeth, he was the kind of patient that she would have just as soon leave the room, scared to death, don't know what to do. This guy's in so much pain, the kind of pain that you're practically sweating while you're just sitting there. And got him adjusted. He had a sacroiliac instability that was causing this disc to keep bulging and putting pressure on a nerve. And when a disc puts pressure on a nerve, there's no pain like it. So he said that his pain was like an 8 or a 9. I saw him again on Friday and was able to text my daughter Claire that his pain was down to about a 5. And he was sitting in the chair like a normal patient. And that's what chiropractic can do. And it actually, the words one doctor, his family doctor, to sum it up, said, well, with the last place you want to be with a back like that is a chiropractor's office. And these people that these kind of remarks are only made due to lack of experience with chiropractic and lack of education. The word ignorance means lack of knowledge. It doesn't mean that you have a low IQ, but our healthcare industry is ignorant of the good that chiropractic can do for chronic pain.
Let me stop you a second. You don't say that about doctors that are in emergency rooms or treating in the awareness places that you've talked about. You understand they're a part of the toolbox too.
Yes. And I ask me that question again. I understand that they're a part of people's toolboxes, but I'm a tool that knows my limitations, and I know when to refer to another tool to get. And the word tool has gotten a bad meaning, but.
Well, there are wrenches and there are screwdrivers.
Yes.
There are hammers. There are saws. They're all a part of that toolbox if you're going to carve something out that's going to stand the test of time.
Yes. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that it's public knowledge. We use the term opioid crisis. We have had such a crisis that the longevity of Americans has actually gone down 2 years. There's been so much premature death and suicide. I don't think we have an opioid crisis, Bill. I think we have a chronic pain crisis. If the medical world was able to deal with the chronic pain in a straightforward manner, they wouldn't have had to prescribe so many prescriptions of OxyContin and whatnot.
And you hear more and more people being put in a position that they're filing lawsuits because they were told to take this pill or that pill, didn't work. And even drug companies that we heard about yesterday, they got nailed and had to pay a lot of different payments for just having the drugs out there when they couldn't help. Couldn't help everybody. They can help some people, just like a chiropractor. You can help some people. You're not saying you can help everyone, every situation.
Correct. And we won't talk anymore about the drug companies and how sometimes they actually, it's an actuarial study that, we're going to make this much money if we get sued by this much or have to pay this kind of penalty. We're still going to come out ahead. But I want to talk a little bit about, let's say someone goes to the emergency room with severe back pain and gets as little relief as the patient in my story. I want to talk a little bit about what people could do when they get home from the ER. First of all, don't use heat. If it's a recent injury, put an ice pack on it for about 15 minutes on, half hour off, 15 minutes back on. Make sure you have a towel or something between the ice pack and your skin. You don't want to give yourself frostbite. For a low back problem, laying with a pillow underneath your knees, or maybe laying on the floor with the lower legs on the couch or a chair, kind of so that your body would look like it's sitting in a chair, only you're laying on your back. That takes the pressure off the spine. Don't sit. That puts more pressure on the disc. Don't lay too long. Every couple hours, get up and move around the house to stay limber. You might try laying on your belly and propping yourself up on your elbows. If that seems to relieve your pain, do that for a couple minutes at a time. And the thing with a low back problem is typically a person can get in a spot that doesn't hurt. Stay there. Neck problems are different. They're someone with a horrible neck, they can't lay down. Probably the best bet there is trying to get some rest in a recliner. And next week, I would like to talk a little bit more about what to expect when you've been to the ER and you don't like information they've given you or what they have to help, and you make your first call to the chiropractor. That call should be 335-0880, Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic. And next week, we'll talk a little bit about what to expect on your first visit. In the meantime, if the tools in the medical toolbox aren't referring to chiropractors like they could, all you listeners that have been to the chiropractor, most of you aren't my patients, but you have a good chiropractor. Keep people in mind. Not everyone is as informed as you are, and be your doctor's best referral source. Tell people about chiropractic. Don't keep your lamp under a basket. Tell people how you were helped by a chiropractor.
Your homework for next week is to tell me what tool you are in the toolbox next week.
All right.
Can you come up with that?
I will have a name for the Dr. Max.
Don't have a name for me, please.
No, not for you, just for the Dr. Max.
How tool. They find you?
Call 335-0880. On the web, reinekeclinic.com. I'm sure if you Google Dr. Max, you'll find me. and you'll find some relief.
Have a great day, Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Bill. You have a good long weekend to everybody.